Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here with the comrades in arms from the DJV show, i.e. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here. We are here to talk about the top 10 stories for the week of May 11th to the 15th. The top 10 stories as set aside by the folks at Talkers Magazine. That's the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week they do their research listening to stations and talking to the hosts around the country so they can get a feel, a handle on what's going on story-wise, discussion-wise. And then there's the people list as well. Number 10 this week. Hey, folks, I was thinking how this has changed, ladies, over the last few weeks. We had at one point 8 of the top 10 things were about the virus, and then it was 7, then it's 6. This week we're down to 5, so there must be some improvement. Although I do think number 10 does have a connection to the virus because it's about things that are opening up. We've been talking about the DJ on the DJV show about some of the performances that are opening up this weekend and soon to be live events, maybe more back to even though you have to exercise caution, there are things that are going to be broadcast. Right, Victoria, that have impact, but they're putting the whole gang back together. Various bands are actually going to be performing at live events, even though there's not actually anybody in the audience there.
Right.
There is an audience.
It'll be like sports.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, well, yep, that's what it's going to be for the rest of the year, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, a focus on race relations with the, I think the real story here is about the ex-detective who shot his fellow Ahmaud Arbery and the wake that's come from Brunswick, Georgia, the district attorney's office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the police and how they try to hide this up. This is just the latest example of a lot of these things that continue to disgust a lot of Americans, frankly, with good reason. And so I don't know, is there anything more about this? But if we dig into what went on in the district attorney's office, if we dig into what went on in the police station, the way they try to cover this all up, and the story of this guy's history as a policeman, it's embarrassing.
Some new information that came out about Gregory McMichael, he's the ex-detective. He failed to complete a bunch of different training things, and he didn't. In 2014, he got a warning for not finishing mandatory firearms and use of force courses. He basically just like skipped all the stuff that he was supposed to do, and then eventually a year ago in February of 2019, he lost his ability to arrest people. So, and then he had to hand in his gun, and he retired last June. So he basically was forced into retirement because he just didn't comply with anything.
Terrible.
So I don't know if
he did.
Yeah.
His own toot.
So he must have had somebody still who was friendly with him, I guess, who decided that they weren't going to prosecute this case until it went national with the video.
Mm-hmm. And then what was with the video that came out this week that showed showed Arbery running into? Remember, he would run into that house that was under construction.
There was he was running by a construction site. Yeah,
but he wasn't running by. He actually went in.
He ran.
Yeah, because I guess they have him on video going in there a couple of times, and so people are, everybody's looking at that differently. On the side of the McMichaels, who were obviously arrested, they say this is what one of the things they were talking about. But then also some of the people on the side of the Arbery family said that that video actually bolsters their position because he did nothing wrong. He didn't commit a felony, which is
right.
One of the things that's at play. You can actually try to arrest someone as a citizen if you if they are committing a felony, essentially. And so the argument is going to be the McMichaels were going out because they thought he was doing something wrong and committing a felony. And so now the argument is going to be, did he really by running into a vacant house under construction? But that's going to be
part of the legality. I do that all the time. Am I going to be put under arrest? I do it all the time.
Everybody, I always snoop. If there's a new house being
do
built,
really?
I just
curious.
Oh,
always.
Yes.
Always. Yeah, I'm always curious. If it's an empty
wandering
site.
Wandering in and
yeah.
out? Yeah.
Really?
All the time.
Right. It wasn't secured. It was totally open. Yeah. So it's not like he opened, like, doors and went through.
I'm not saying he was doing anything wrong. I'm not saying you guys do anything wrong. I'm just saying I would never do that.
Really? That's fine.
No.
You go and look around. I do that. Yeah, I do that all the time.
There's so much new construction where we live now that I'm always curious. I'm like, oh, come here, wait. Let's. Yeah. When we're on a walk with the dogs, I always tell Lewis, like, oh, I want to go see what that house is going to look like.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
People do that
all the
time.
There's a lot of construction around here.
Gosh, I but we're white, so no one's going to arrest us for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's the bottom line. Because I'll tell you what, I would think I would get arrested for it. I don't care about the color.
Well, in your neighborhood, there's no new houses being built. They just tear down the old ones.
That's not true. There's a ton of.
But did you guys also hear the story this week? It was earlier in the week, and I think it might have been in Georgia or Florida. I don't remember. Maybe Florida. There was an ex-pastor who has been, you know, supportive of Arbery's family, and he grabbed a flat screen TV and ran through several neighborhoods, and no one batted an eye, and that was his point, is that he's a white guy running through a neighborhood with a flat screen TV, and nobody called the cops, not once, and he did it for several different towns, and he ran like miles with a flat screen TV.
Good exercise, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on education, lack thereof, what's going to be happening as we go through the COVID situation. So I guess I said the top 5, but there we already found 2 more that are related. But I think this goes deeper than that, at least my focus, and I think we've talked about this, ladies, in several different forums, the idea that we're creating people who don't know how to think. And thus, many of the reactions, many of the problems that we're having, not only with families and in certain local circumstances, but when you look at the ignorance of some of our leaders, like the mayor of Los Angeles and others like him, who are making these absurd claims and rules and things, and people just don't challenge it because they don't know any better. But if you were well-educated in civics, understood how the country is supposed to run, then you would be protesting. There's going to be a lot of protests for sure this summer.
Well, if you feel you're affected by it, you'll be protesting. That's part of the problem, you know, that we've been saying. It's a big part of the issue in Los Angeles is the super wealthy are not really affected by any of his rules. But the middle class is struggling, and they're the hardest hit with it, and that's why you're seeing the middle class rising up and saying, no, like, we just can't live like this.
This is what California policies have done forever. They don't care about the middle class. They care about the very rich and the very poor, and that's why people are running to Texas or to Arizona or to Nevada, because the middle class is being pushed out of California, and they always have been, at least in the last 10 years. The middle class is not welcome here, and it sure does feel like that. And, you know, and to that point, a lot of the Congress put together, not Congress necessarily, but the House put together this HEROES Act, and that's one of the things, is that they've actually eliminated the salt taxes. And so many people are saying, as much as that Democrats like to say Republicans give people the bailout, rich people the bailout, this bill is actually getting rid of the salt taxes, which is actually a huge help to the very, very rich in all of the states, certainly, but in the most liberal states like California and New York, it's giving more of a handout to them than it is to the middle class. And that's one of the major problems with the HEROES Act that was created by Nancy Pelosi in the last couple
of weeks.
I
don't know. Governor Cuomo's been every day this past week, he's been saying that the salt tax, he's railing against that. And he said that was one of the worst things that came out of the 2008, you know, that last bailout. So I'd have to look more into that to see exactly, because he's not someone who's like all about benefiting the rich. So he has been railing against the salt tax. So I'd have to look into more of that to see exactly what it is. But I know the Frank Pallone Jr., who's my representative in New Jersey, he's one of the authors of the HEROES Act, and it's supposedly going to help a lot of agriculture. There are a lot of ranchers and farmers who are going to benefit from the HEROES Act, and as well as the hospitals who are, you know,
but they can't get it through
first responders.
Yeah,
they can't get it through the House because they keep adding so much porks to it.
Yeah, it's too much handout for lobbyists and all this stuff. It's something that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. It's ridiculous.
All right, up next, a focus on our relationship with China. A couple of things you may not have heard yet that will shake you to your core. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My brother, Dan, who is a police officer. You are protecting and serving the community.
I wanted to say thank you to my husband. Matt manages the grocery store. We're so thankful for all that you're doing.
To all the pharmacists still going to work every day, thank you.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We want to thank my mom's caregivers who come every day, all day, and help her.
Thank you to my brother, Eric, who's a firefighter and a paramedic.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Whether you're a cashier or a police officer, to anyone and everyone, I just want to say thank you. You are all greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start Program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to number seven here, which mainly is a focus on China relations. The U.S. government has accused the Chinese of trying to steal the vaccine research. Trying to steal? Come on, what do you think these people are? That's exactly what they're doing. We may have accused them, but you know that's what they're doing.
And then they're
going to
make it and sell it to us.
Of course.
They're going
to steal everything they can and sell it back to us because we're stupid. We keep buying stuff. I had an advertiser that came to me this week that wanted to sell a certain product, and I said, is it made in China? And they said, yes. I said, no, thank you. Not going to advertise it. The guy looked at me. He said, what, are you crazy? I said, no, not doing it. And then the other story from China, thanks to the Epoch Times, exposing this, the way people in Wuhan are being locked, literally welded the doors to their homes. The apartments are being welded shut so they can't get out. Can you imagine? Think about it in terms of your own house. that the city or the state came to your house and boarded up the door while you were inside, boarded up the windows so you couldn't get out? Can you imagine?
Well, that was, on a small scale, that's what Governor Inslee this week got in trouble for in Washington, because he said if people wouldn't submit to contact tracing, he'd make sure that they stayed indoors.
Great.
Pretty bad.
Lovely. That's back to the education problem. 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio. That's our focus here in the Talk Radio Review. The stories we're into right now, up to number 6 on the list of the top 10 presidential politics. And Victoria said, I don't know, it was on the air off there, huh? Oh, we are having an election. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Forgot about it until you mentioned it.
Well, it doesn't seem to be on a lot of people's minds, although the polls suggest at the moment that Joe Biden would win if the election were today. I think that the...
Well, nationally, the battleground states show a pretty different picture, actually. CNN.
That's too early.
CNN had to bury a poll because it looked very good for Trump in some of the states that will really determine the election.
Of course they're going to bury it. That's what CNN does. Who pays attention to them anyway? The situation, though, with who wins, I think, is going to be predicated on stuff that hasn't happened yet. What happens in the fall as we get close to the election? If there's an uptick again, people will start pointing their fingers.
I think it's going to be, this has changed everything. I mean, you can't have anybody run on their past records. What you're going to have is two questions. One, it's going to be a referendum on Trump's handling of the coronavirus. That'll be number one.
Yep.
And then number two, who do you trust to rebuild the economy? And that's where Joe Biden, I think, is going to really have a hard time. That's going to be his uphill battle. Already polling is indicating that nationally, 10% separate them in who Americans trust to rebuild the economy, with Trump having a 10-point edge over Joe Biden. And I think that's really, by the time the fall rolls around, where people's mind, their minds are going to be, is how do you make my pocketbook look whole again?
Well, there's other stuff going on. Back to the coronavirus, and you're right, it'll be a predicator of whatever goes on politically. And then one of the things that I'm using, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'll keep repeating it, in fact, I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't support the complete return of all of our businesses from China. We have to incentivize bringing these back, and there needs to be some real leadership, which there is a shortage of in the House and the Senate, And so I think you just have to push your own local representatives. If you're in business, no matter what your circumstance, in fact, you should be pushing for we cannot survive as a country being dependent on another country, especially the likes of China, where they're crooked, they're thieves, they're liars, they're cheats. And you can't, you know, you just can't. I know I described most of Washington there, but I'm talking about the Chinese. We cannot survive being dependent on them, period. And that's one of the things, back to education, which is one of our subtitles this week. We're not learning about the China. We're not learning about the world. We're not learning anything in school, unless you're a special needs person or you're at the upper end of the scale. It's kind of like what you both were talking about on and off the air about who does well in Los Angeles, for example. The very rich and the very poor, people in the middle get screwed. And I think that's true in educational circles, not only in California, but around the world. Around the country. We just don't offer for people, the average person who is average intelligence and average stimulation in school, they're getting left in the dust. They're not being taught anything, really, that is going to help them in their future lives. Learn about the world. Learn how to speak. Learn how to think. Learn what goes on in the country, what makes it tick, what makes businesses tick. Come on. None of that stuff is going on. All the silly theories about things, good God. All right, so we have time for number five, the coronavirus hearings that are going on. I think one of the things that people are concerned about is what will come out of this next wave of, $3 trillion, and whether it's going to be the bill isn't going to make it through the House or the Senate without taking out the pork. It's pretty outrageous when you look at some of the things that have been added by both sides to stuff into these bills. God, don't they ever learn? The public, all we want is a straightforward approach to helping people and businesses to survive so that they can be there when we come out of this at the other end. And there is going to be another end, but you're going to throw in all kinds of stuff about abortion? Come on. But it's so amazing that there's so much wrong, and yet these people try the same approaches to fix problems. Pretty amazing. 28 after the hour here on the DJ. Whoops, no, it isn't either. It's a Talk Radio Review.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take
a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
As millions of out-of-work Americans file for unemployment benefits, some of the money is reportedly going to a foreign crime ring, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The New York Times is citing a memo from the U.S. Secret Service saying agency investigators believe a well-organized group could be operating out of Nigeria. The report claims the group may have personal data on millions of people, from Social Security numbers to other information that was obtained through earlier hacking events. The coronavirus relief monies are then being directly deposited by a state's unemployment office into scam accounts that the ring has set up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball will have huge losses, even with a shortened season. USA Radio's John Hunt has the numbers.
Major League Baseball told players their prorated salaries would contribute to an average loss of $640,000 for each game over an 82-game season in empty ballparks, according to a presentation from the commissioner's office. Painting a picture of a $10 billion industry shut down by the contagion, the 12-page document, Economics of Playing Without Fans in Attendance, is an initial step in negotiations aimed at starting the delayed season around the 4th of July. Teams say the proposed method of salvaging a season delayed by the coronavirus would still cause a $4 billion loss. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The charts for the week of May 11th to the 15th were mid-month in May. I'm Doug Steffen along with my DJV cohorts. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn. We're going through the stories from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find that list every week. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television, all kinds of great things that relate to the talk radio business. So I think we've gone through, just to review quickly, the coronavirus and how it's affecting travel and live events and sports things. Race relations, number 9. The educational system, number 8. U.S.-China relations, number 7. Presidential race, number 6. The coronavirus hearings and the bills and stuff, number 5. Number 4, the lives that we're living now and our livelihood, civil liberties, all the examples all over the country of these various events that are taking place, people opening their businesses, going to the beach in defiance, and I think you've only seen the beginning of this. As long as these politicians are so tone deaf to what the public wants, after all, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to, politicians, aren't they? Leaders are supposed to, if we live in a representative form of government, aren't they supposed to represent what the majority of people are thinking or what they want? Yes or no?
Yes, but it's all politics these days.
Yep, it sure is. So how has it affected your life, Jennifer?
What?
All of this.
It hasn't. In some ways, my schedule has not changed. In fact, if it's even possible, I feel like I'm even more busy than I was before the coronavirus. So my jobs are all deemed to be essential, and so here I go. As far as my personal life, obviously, that's different. I'm thinking twice about how I see my parents, about how I see Jeff, about his kids. I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure out things that we can do relatively safely, you know, so that we can all be together and stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a constant concern. As far as the government goes, I think this is ridiculous. I think that it is devastating. And I don't think people are actually even really thinking through the devastation. I think the ones who are still caught up in that first phase of, oh, my gosh, coronavirus, and we're being threatened at home, and we better stay in. I don't think they're realizing yet exactly what the impact's going to be, but it's not going to be pretty. And it isn't pretty. And I think it's revealing to me that, at least where I live, that there is a totally different motivation than keeping people safe going
control.
On. And unfortunately, I think that either there's going to be a backlash and people are going to fight to get the country that we love back, or this could be the brink of something new, a new form of government. And that scares me because I don't believe that people achieve who they can be ultimately by staying at home and taking a government check. I just don't.
And that's part of the educational process that I'm talking about. People are not being schooled as to what actually the government is, what's supposed to look like, what it is. We don't know anything about the government, frankly. So, Victoria, how has your life changed under this reality the last 2-3 months?
Well, I miss being around my parents. I miss hugging people, you know. I'm not that I'm a big hugger, but, you know, I miss being around my friends in person. And my work schedule, similar to Jen, has not changed at all. But having my husband home all the time, it's changed for him. And I don't really know when his company is going to want people back in the office, because working from home has actually been working really well for his company. So
How's it working for him, though? And you?
It's fine. He's really busy all day, so it's been fine. But he is someone who is more social. Like he likes to be in an office environment, and so I think that he's looking forward to the day when they can all be back together and, you know, in a conference room. And he's someone who really likes that. But he also has an hour and a half commute each way. So I'm not, you know, until they really figure out some sort of a treatment, he and I are both not comfortable with him commuting 3 hours a day on New Jersey Transit on the train.
Yeah.
So, you know, right, who knows where we're going to be.
All right, here's another story, a life or the lives of a family, the Lawson family of Washington, living through one of the darkest experiences they've ever had. The mother's name is Teresa. She is focused on her 13-year-old son, Anthony, who showed some symptoms. He went to the Seattle Children's Hospital. Doctors believe he has developed a very mysterious illness striking children who've been infected with coronavirus. I think some refer to it as the Kawasaki disease. More and more pediatricians are talking about what happens to our system. It becomes all inflamed, apparently. And there's an alert that's come out, and it's changing their lives. You see this now. People say, well, maybe I better get this checked out. And so that's what's going on. This is just one example of many. The youngster felt sick for a couple of days, began vomiting. He wasn't eating. He hadn't done anything, didn't want to watch TV, didn't want to get up, didn't want to go out, didn't want to do anything. And so 3 days after his initial symptoms, he was taken to urgent care. And that's when at that point they brought him to the emergency room, and he'd been in the hospital since. He's 13 years old. So we have the reason I bring it up.
Children have died in New York State already from this. So it's definitely, you know, something that's, it's like another mutation, I think, of this virus.
Yes.
Because this was not affecting kids or even young people at all in the beginning. And
yeah.
Now all these seemingly healthy kids are now ending up with these symptoms. I think there's 102 kids with it in New York right now.
Yeah. So I guess that's a warning in a manner of speaking to parents to be very vigilant. Not that I want you to be afraid. Fear-based thinking is always, decisions made under fearing conditions always a wrong decision. We have so much fear. And I think number three, we lead into that, the fear that has brought the economy to a standstill. I think Jennifer and also Victoria, we all are on this bandwagon of what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing to be done? I brought up during the course of the week the example that I remembered going back to the time of Woodstock and also the beginning of the Vietnam War. There was a thing called the Hong Kong flu. If you don't remember it, it killed somewhere between 1 million and 2 million people around the world. And not that we shrugged our shoulders about it, but it came, it took its toll, and it went. So when you consider those numbers versus the numbers of people who have died because of the coronavirus, even if at its worst it attacks and kills twice as many people as it has, the question is being asked by a lot of people now, is it worth it? Is it what's more important, the overall well-being of the country and the people in it, or the well-being of the people who have the problem and who have died? I mean, it sounds kind of cruel.
I have to say, as a Trump supporter, as you guys know that I am, there are two big problems, I think, that President Trump has done in his presidency. The first is that he didn't fire everybody when he took office because there were so many people we're finding out that were out to get him that created problems.
Right away.
All along, and, you know, other administrations would clean house. Obama didn't leave anybody in place. He cleaned house when he went in there because he didn't trust anybody.
So Clinton.
President Obama should have gone, I'm sorry, President Trump should have gone in and knocked everybody out. But he listened to the advice that people would think the optics of that weren't good because he was a person without political experience, and so he needed these people in place. He should have just gotten rid of them, which I bet was his gut instinct, but he listened to the people around him. Part two of that, he should have never allowed these states to shut down. Because once California got the state that I live in, got the okay to shut down, they're never going to reopen again. You've got the mayor out there saying, and the governor, by the way, saying that we're never going to return to normal until there's a vaccine. That is so incredibly stupid. There may never be a vaccine. Like the flu, this is going to change and mutate, and it's going to be something different. Every single year, we have to learn how to deal with this and function. And
we've learned how to deal and function with a regular flu.
Right.
We've learned how to deal and function.
I think the president was listening to advice from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and these people are looking at the worst case scenario. And I think, you know, given the situation, I probably would have done the same thing that he did because everybody was in your face saying it's going to look terrible if you don't do it. So he did it. But I'll tell you what, giving the very progressive left in California this opportunity, not good.
Not good at all. I think it's a crazy overreaction in California, and I agree with that. But I do strongly disagree. New York and New Jersey needed to shut down because it was spreading so fast and so violently.
And I agree with you. They could have. It just a full country order to shut down was ridiculous.
It didn't affect the Midwest anywhere near as well or as much. And you can see in some of the other areas.
And we hope it doesn't in the future. Well, we don't know where this is going to go, but we don't have a crystal ball. We hope it doesn't affect the Midwest and those other states that have not been affected the way New York and New Jersey have.
And you see,
I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's horrific.
No, but the impact of this, ladies, is the same thing that we hear often. The two coasts predicate or control what goes on in the rest of the country, and the people in the Midwest, although, yeah, the factories that do meat production and some of these larger warehouse facilities, they do have a problem with coronavirus, but the average, maybe it's because there's so much distance between homes in most of these areas, there's not the kind of packed in. I mean, I think that certainly is the factor in both Los Angeles and New York.
Well, it's the density. Yeah,
it's density
anywhere, whether you're
right.
In a concert venue or a meatpacking plant or an Amazon warehouse, which they're riddled with the virus.
All right, 45 past the hour. A few more moments here on our story section on the Talk Radio Review here.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Research done by the National Institutes of Health shows that 25 to 45% of women have some degree of urinary incontinence, and the embarrassment may keep many women from socializing.
Once we hit our 50s, we start to have more leakage with activity. That's called stress incontinence. I can predict it. But what about the leakage that I can't predict? I'm standing in the grocery store, and all of a sudden, my bladder says, gotcha, and I pee and I fill my shoes. That kind of incontinence, called urge incontinence, is much more onerous to activities of daily living.
Urologist Dr. Deborah Leitner says the primary way to treat both types of incontinence is behavioral, knowing techniques that can control the flow.
Kegels are useful for women because they strengthen the pelvic floor.
Dr. Leitner says only if behavioral therapy isn't working should other options like surgery be considered. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so back to the talk radio review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Number one item this week has to do with, obviously, medicine, testing, your health. I thought it was interesting that the test used by the White House seems to be questionable. Is that a fair? The Abbott ID Now is supposed to provide results in 13 minutes. But apparently it has been used by the Food and Drug Administration, and it hasn't done what it's supposed to do. So what is the
They're going to expand. This came out of NYU, the medical facility. They've been using these tests, and they found that it wasn't the same accuracy rate as what they're advertised to be. Mm-hmm. And so they have said that they need to do more studies on it, because that's a big, big problem if the White House – you know, if it puts the president at risk and the vice president and everyone else working there, that's a big problem if the tests aren't accurate.
Right, it is. All right, there you have it, an overview from top to bottom of the stories this week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to get into our car and go zoom, vroom, vroom, vroom. Well, maybe not. Not too much of that going on, but we all look forward to the day when we get in our car and drive. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. That's his website. Check it out, rautoexpert.com. We started talking last week, Nick, about the American auto manufacturers making cars again. So they're making cars again. Where are the cars going to go since nobody's been buying cars that amounts to anything for the past 2-3 months? So there's no, I told you the story about my friend that runs the Audi dealership. There's 100 cars sitting on the dock. They don't know where to put them. So where are they going to put these cars that they start making now?
Well, hopefully, by the time they get to dealerships, things should have picked up. I did look at J.D. Power and Associates sales numbers from last week. They showed how the country looks, and it's not as horrendous as it has been. In fact, sales have started to creep up again. And one of the things I always look at is those auctions and how much car prices are at auctions for the second-hand market, the gently used market, as we like to say. And they actually look better, Doug. They've come up 6% in the last week. Their predictions are, there are some states, by the way, some places around our fair country that are doing really well. Utah is only down 14%, and New York is still only down 50% last week. That's the worst, one of the worst of these places. So there is signs of recovery.
Well, one of the things that is a bellwether for me as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I pay attention to the auctions. As a matter of fact, I was online participating in an auction last Saturday, And I was amazed. This was an auction being held in Pennsylvania at the prices that some of the equipment was going for. And I, when I say amazed, I was amazed at the prices and how high they were, because I'm thinking, all right, at least in my neck of the woods, farmers are having a problem, and farmers everywhere are having a problem. But apparently the optimism, because people now are figuring out where their food actually comes from and where they actually want to get it. So the family farms are being revived, and I think that's what I was looking at there. So at any rate, and that's where, you know, the trucks now, didn't you tell us last week that the F-150 was the biggest selling vehicle, no matter what? Trucks in general are way outselling cars.
Yeah, I mean, the trucks have always been, the top three vehicles in the United States have always been led by the Ford F-150, followed by the Silverado and the Ram 1500, and it's still the same. However, there is a category of truck that is creeping up extremely fast, and that is those mid-sized trucks like the Toyota Tacoma and the Colorado. Those now are up, actually, 3% this last week, because people are saying, if I have to have a vehicle and the zombies attack, I want a truck because I can usually utilize it much better than any other vehicle. So trucks in every shape and form, Doug, are the hottest item on a dealer lot.
Well, they're also, it's easier to run over a zombie in a truck than it is a car. You got to face that reality. Tesla is going to do something big, or they have something big up their sleeve. So I meant to ask you how battery electric powered cars are selling now versus a regular traditional gasoline.
No, gasoline. Human cars versus zombie
yes.
cars. You know, they're doing okay. I mean, they got hit just as hard as everybody else did. But at the same time, I think a lot of people realize we're in for the long haul. And there was quite a few bumps in the road. I mean, in Alameda County, where Tesla is based, they went back to work despite the fact that they were told not to. Elon Musk saying, go ahead, arrest me for sending people back to work. It's just a whole other mess there. But ultimately, they're doing okay. And Tesla's now, this information leaked out that they could be coming up with a new battery system that is actually going to put electric cars on the same level as gas cars, and the system's going to do a lot of miles. So they're talking about ability to do millions of miles and hold charges for a huge amount of miles. Still not my thing. I still like the rattle of a V8 under my hood.
Yep. Internal combustion engines, baby. Let's hear them run. The cars that you're buying that are used, how can we be sure they're clean and have been really sanctified, if you will, by somebody who really understands, like cleaning the planes? Are they really cleaning them?
Yeah.
Are they really cleaning these used cars?
So here's the deal. I mean, we only know brand by brand. GM implemented new structures yesterday, new structures that are coming for all dealers, where they are forcing everybody to deep clean their cars. And the deal is this. Go to a reputable dealer. Go to a dealer who is supported by a big manufacturer, because you know they have to follow the rules. Mazda is still offering deep cleaning for any healthcare worker on their car, so you know their cars are all being cleaned. So if you need an oil change, they'll do it for free for any healthcare worker, and they will deep clean their car. So go to a reputable dealer. That's the key.
The advice from Nick Miles. You can find more of it at ourautoexpert.com. Happy to have him here with us every week on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.